today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey everybody, Patrick Foster here. Thanks for listening. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome everybody to today's episode. We're continuing to take a look at albums that didn't make it onto our 1970s album madness bracket. Now, you're listening for the first time today and you're like, what is the 1970s album madness bracket? Well, just go to suburbspod.com. You'll see a banner there under that title. Just click on it, a couple of basketballs on each end. And it'll show you the 64 albums from the 1970s that we selected to go head-to-head in a March Madness-style knockout, going all the way down until the championship game. We did it last year with American bands, and this year we narrowed the focus slightly to albums released in the United States, studio albums from the 1970s. Now, on the list are two soundtrack albums. That is Saturday Night Fever from 1977 and The Harder They Come from 1972. Saturday Night Fever, of course, was a tremendously influential record, really furthered the spread of disco in the United States. It was a craze for years. I lived through it as a young preteen. The craze of Saturday Night Fever ended up, as of now, has sold 16 million copies, 16 times platinum. And then The Harder They Come from 1972 really did a lot to spread reggae music in the United States and was extremely influential in furthering that music and the popularity of it in this country. Really good core reggae music on that soundtrack. But what about all the others? There's a lot of soundtracks from the 1970s. I compiled a few here that I just want to mention briefly, just to give your mind a little trip down 70s soundtrack lane and to, you know, acknowledge that we thought about a lot of these records before selecting the two that made it on to our list. So let's jump in here, and one record we can talk about, similar to a record that made it onto our list, which was Superfly. We consider Superfly kind of a hybrid soundtrack slash album by Curtis Mayfield, so didn't mention it at the top, but Superfly is on there. But let's think about the record Shaft. That was an extremely popular record that came out. That was one we considered. On the sales side, similar to Saturday Night Fever, you got to think about Grease. I mean, that record sold a lot of copies. The movie was very, very popular. It remains so to this day. It remains a classic. It's been remade several times, I think. But that original with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta certainly warranted consideration based on its sales. And then there's a couple of soundtracks from blockbuster films having to do with outer space and science fiction and things like that. And that was the Star Wars soundtrack for the original movie. I think it's called A New Hope now. I don't know. But when I was, you know, growing up in the 70s, it was just the movie, the Star Wars movie that everybody had to see. You had to beg your parents to take you to see it immediately. And the other one that goes along with that was Close Encounters of the Third Kind. John Williams doing work on both of those. Another iconic one from the 70s is the Jaws soundtrack. Now, you think of the Jaws soundtrack and you're like, this soundtrack got famous basically for about four notes. To make that eerie sound of the shark, and that has become very, very iconic. But that was a classic 70s soundtrack. Along those same lines, what about the soundtrack for the movie Rocky from 1976? Gonna Fly Now was a big hit, and of course that had a theme that was pretty unforgettable. Bam pa pa pam pa pa pam pa pa pam 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 pa pa pam pa pa pam pa pa pam pam pa pa pam pa pam pa pam pa pam. That was it. A great one. Also, some that we noted down were the two soundtracks to The Godfather. And those were interesting because they were, the movies, of course, were hugely popular and hugely influential. Both of those were nominated for an Academy Award or something like that for Best Soundtrack. And I think the first Godfather soundtrack was actually removed from competition for some reason. And then when Godfather 2 came out in 74, it actually got back into competition. And I think even had some of the overlapping music, but I think it was Godfather 2 that won the Academy Award in 74. The movie Love Story from 1970, early in the decade, Ryan O'Neal was in that movie. That was a very popular movie and a much-loved soundtrack. On a slightly different kind of note, the soundtrack to A Clockwork Orange from 1972 wasn't quite the same movie as Love Story, but it had some eerie stuff on there. Of course, the use of music was always something that Kubrick emphasized to frame the characters and frame the story. So, you know, a little Ludwig van on there. Another series of soundtracks and movies, of course, were the James Bond movies. And these were some that were noted down. Diamonds Are Forever, 1971. Live and Let Die from 73 with the classic title track. The Man with the Golden Gun from 74 and The Spy Who Loved Me from 1977. Those were all pretty wild. And then, you know, in 1976, let's think about the ubiquitous appearance of the soundtrack to the movie Car Wash. Cheap. was a classic. I never saw the movie, I don't believe, but I certainly loved the soundtrack. I remember buying the 45. My mom used to take me when I was little, really little, and before I had mobility of my own or any kind of money of my own, and I would get to buy a 45 every time we went out to the mall or to the store. And I remember choosing that one and saying to myself, good job, you made a great choice right there. The movie FM in 1978 was a pretty bad movie. I remember watching it retrospectively, and really is not much of a story. But the soundtrack really drips and oozes 1970s rock, kind of light rock, California folk, things like that. It's got the title track by Steely Dan, which you don't believe appeared on any of their other albums. But that is one that definitely should be noted along those lines. And how about this? A classic cult movie, a midnight movie, a film that many people still to this day probably remember going to see and performing certain rituals and singing along to certain songs, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, 1975.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me in time. Where is the velvet crust? It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
A lot of classics. A lot of classics on that soundtrack, for sure. Like all cult hits, its popularity, you know, wasn't massive, but it was steady and continued to sell and continued to hang around. So that one's definitely one to note on the list. Here's an interesting one. What about Midnight Express? Does anyone remember this soundtrack by Giorgio Moroder? It was pretty influential. The movie was popular, very critically acclaimed, but that soundtrack was pretty influential on some electronic music and things like that. I would imagine that, for example, the guys in Daft Punk were pretty familiar with the Midnight Express soundtrack by Giorgio Moroder. Now, here's one for you. The Last Waltz, 1978. It is a soundtrack technically, right? And it's a collection of performances by the band and others. I think it's well-loved. When you sit down and listen to it, does it hold up to the band studio work and the recordings? No. But as a celebration, as a piece, as an accompaniment to that great celebration in San Francisco, it's certainly worth noting and certainly sold a lot of copies. I know I have one in my collection. And a couple more here. What about the soundtrack to American Graffiti? In 1973, there was a look back toward the 1950s. I think all music and, you know, popular culture and artistic creations, movies, essentially. There's always a period where you're sort of going back to another time that preceded you, and that becomes a little bit more in vogue at that time. And I think in 1973, 74, whenever it was an American Graffiti soundtrack came out, it was a longing and a little bit of a nostalgia for the 50s. Those people who lived that music were teenagers or, you know, college age during the 50s or even younger, kind of got to a point in their lives where they're looking back and saying, wow, you know, that was a great time and I really love that music. So that was a really, you know, important soundtrack. Put together a lot of 50s songs that at least for my generation, who were born way after the 50s, you know, gave me a look at some records and songs that weren't necessarily familiar to me, records that were pop hits. And there's also some great performances in that movie, too. And let's see. The movie Cabaret came up in the year 1972, Joel Grey. And the other one we had on the list, or the notes that I put together for the initial prep here, was the soundtrack to Halloween by John Carpenter. That was a real DIY kind of project. If you read about the way Halloween was put together, how it came together, and how he put together the music and everything, and it's certainly very eerie, very haunting. So those are some soundtracks that we had on the list in the conversation. And, you know, there may be others that we overlooked. But, you know, to whittle it down to two to make it into the 1970s, we felt like they had to be really, really important. And I think Saturday Night Fever and The Harder They Come certainly warranted, you know, it. Ultimately, those are the two we went with. But just wanted to give everybody a look at some of the other things we were considering as we put this together. We'll continue to think about these topics as we go through the 1970s album madness bracket. You know, it's going to go on for another month and a half, around the end of March or beginning of April is when it'll all wrap up, just like the big basketball tournament. Have you got any of the March Madness yet? You have a little touch of the March Madness fever yet? No? Well, it won't be long. Get past the Super Bowl, I guess, first, right? And then we'll get there. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you for voting. I want to remind you it's only available to vote on Facebook. You go to facebook.com/suburbspod. You choose either a heart or a hug for whichever one you want. And things are progressing nicely. We're working our way through the first bracket, bracket A, right now. And we'll go out today with a little music from a well-known 1970s soundtrack. And we'll be back to talk to you guys tomorrow.
Was a bit of the old Ludwig van.